This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com. So I'm here with Ruby Barnhill. Hello.
Hi, it's great to be here.
It's lovely to be here. Lovely to have you here. You're the star of the BFG.
I'm not sure if I am.
I'm going to say you are. Yeah, I think you are.
Thank you.
Definitely. Now, first of all, did you read the book before you were in the film?
I read the book in preparing for auditions, so technically yes and technically no in some ways.
But. You did your research then?
Yes. I read it before my first audition.
Now, in the film, you play Sophie, mm-hmm. who's kind of the heroine.
Yeah.
What was your favourite thing about her as a character?
I really like how kind of she really sorts the BFG out. Like, you could say she's bossy, but in quite a good way, because the BFG is bullied so badly by his older brothers, who, and we find out in the story that they once got along. Like, they were all fine and they didn't eat humans, but then something just happened which made them all fall out and the BFG didn't want to join in. And so I think she kind of finds that out and then she realises how horrible they're being to him after she sees what they're doing. And so I really think she's really to be admired for such a little person kind of taking control like that.
What was that first day on set like? Was it petrifying or were you like, yeah, I'm ready for this, yeah?
I was the complete opposite. That I was absolutely terrified and I barely said a word to anyone on set. I was literally just like, when Stephen told me to do something, I'd be like, yeah, okay. And I hardly spoke to him at all. But then as the day kind of went on, I suppose I got a bit more comfortable. And then by, like, I was very giddy and optimistic on set a lot of the time because I realised that it was very hard work for everyone. So I think being optimistic and patient and kind with people is a really important thing.
What was your favourite scene in the film to actually make?
One of my favourite scenes are all of the scenes where Sophie gets gushed with water.
Right.
Is gushed a word?
Yeah,
hopefully.
That works. Yeah, I think so.
But I think those
what?
Were...
Why?
Just because, first of all, I had been covered in snozcumber. Well, snozcumber was actually a fruit, which tasted very delicious. But it was freezing cold to wear and it was very gooey and I was actually in it and then I actually got to wash it off in this warm, it was basically just like a heavy shower.
Oh, right.
So it was really fun to do because I was basically just there having a shower and actually forgot what I was meant to be doing. So we had to do that shot various times, which I was happy with because it was fine, you know. But also my favourite scenes are all of the ones I think where the BFG and Sophie connect the most. Because those scenes are obviously not only heartwarming, but they're also very... It took me and Mark. It was hard to do those because Mark was so high above me. The only thing we had was eye contact.
Now, finally, do you have any tips for like other kids who want to act or get into films? Any advice you would give them?
I would probably say, and this is advice I actually had when I went to see Helen Mirren. This is some advice that I got from her, which is... Always be kind and always be patient and always be very relaxed and optimistic when you're working with people in the industry because they're not doing it just for you. They're doing it for the entire film to make the film what it is and they're also doing it for a job. And you have to remember that and you have to remember how kind and patient people are with you because I know as a 10-year-old on set I was very giddy a lot of the time and very excited and like woo and like
you
very yeah and so I think a lot of the kind of especially the stunt team were very patient with me because I kind of you know I really enjoy doing all the stunts and got a bit excited but everyone was just so patient with me, so you need to make sure that you treat... Well, this is just an everyday thing in general.
I think this is good advice for life, to be honest.
Treat people the way you'd like to be treated, and obviously in everyday life, but especially in the industry as well.
So the BFG is out right now on digital download, Blu-ray and DVD, is that right?
Yes, it's out just in time for Christmas, so be sure to get it.
Excellent, thank you. So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.